Our sermon text this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. First Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Now hear the word of the Lord. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Yahweh, we give thanks to you, for you are good. Your mercy endures forever. When we cry to you in our trouble, you deliver us out of distress. Lead us by the right way. Satisfy the longing soul and fill the hungry souls with goodness. Turn the wilderness into pools of water and the dry land into water springs. Bless your people with a fruitful harvest. Bless us that we would multiply greatly. We give you thanks for your goodness and for your wonderful works to the children of men. May we see them and rejoice. Give us wisdom in our observing your works. Give us understanding of your loving kindness through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Boys and girls, your words for today are thanks and gift. Thanks and gift. Brothers and sisters in Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning with a new sermon series, a short sermon series on godliness in the family. And this will be six sermons on faithful living in the home and carrying out our God-given roles in the family. Now, the topics chosen are basic to our Christian faith, how to live out our Christian faith, but they're foundational to understanding everything else. So we need to get our foundational principles right. So we start this morning with thanksgiving or gratitude. No matter where you are in life, no matter who you are in the family, the callings the Lord has given you, giving thanks is essential to the Christian faith. Giving thanks in more ways than one. One way is in creation. Gratitude is found in creation. God built gratitude into us as creatures. He is the creator, and then everything else is creation. We are created beings. God is our creator. He's the creator of all things. And he created all things to glorify himself, to praise him, and to give him thanks. The whole creation glorifies God. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies above, to the earth on which we live, to all that is under the earth, is all to glorify God. He made it. It's all for him. And God specifically created mankind in his image. He gave humans the blessing and the responsibility to rule over the earth and to enjoy all of his blessings. Creation, everything, was a gift to mankind. He didn't give this to the birds. He didn't give dominion to the fish. He didn't entrust creation to the creeping things or the wide breadth of land animals. He only gave this gift to man. Now, gifts are an extension of the giver. Consider this when you give gifts to one another. When we give gifts, we have a desired effect in mind. We want the recipient to enjoy the gifts. That's why we give. The thing about Christmas, is recent, or birthdays. That's why we give specific gifts to specific people. I got this just for you. I had you in mind when I bought this gift. It's a special gift for you. And we love gifts to be received with joy, to receive with excitement. Consider a child's face lighting up when he or she opens a gift special for them, just what they wanted. Well, Almighty God created the earth, and he gave it to man as a gift. Now, it is a responsibility to exercise dominion faithfully, but God wants man to be joyful with the blessed gift of creation. That's why he gave it. Of all that is in the earth, animals, creatures, all the hidden treasures he's put in the earth, he gives them to his image bearers. And we are to receive God's gift with childlike joy and excitement. Thank you, God. It's just what we wanted. This comes out in worship. Thank you, God. In worship, the grateful response to God is praise. We hear this throughout the Psalms. Just a couple examples this morning in your responsive reading from Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to Yahweh, all the earth. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For Yahweh is good. And Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praise to Yahweh, you saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Joyful and faithful worship of God's people. This is our childlike excitement toward our Creator. Every human being should live a life of continuous praise to God. Giving thanks is an appropriate response from image bearers to our Creator. Giving thanks, giving praise, are gifts back to Him. He knows we like gifts, and He knows our enjoyment of the gift when we continue to praise him and give him thanks for the gift. Now, this is not how humanity responded to God and his favorable gifts. Man rebelled against God. The rebellion in the garden was not being satisfied with what God gave. Not recognizing God's excellence and the excellent gifts he gave. Rebellion was, I want more. I want what I can't have. I want more than the abundance that God has already given. Not thanks for the abundance, not gratitude, not joyfulness, not happy communion with God. It was, I want more. I want what I can't have, what hasn't been given to me. Not giving thanks. We hear something similar to this in Deuteronomy 8 as Israel is about to go into the promised land. Hear from Deuteronomy 8 what a lack of gratitude to God sounds like. Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. For Yahweh your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Sound like creation? Sound like the abundance of the garden? A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless Yahweh your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget Yahweh your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, skip down to verse 17, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. So rather than receiving creation, receiving all the good gifts, the abundance God had given man, I want more, and I'm not going to give you thanks. I'm going to challenge you, Creator. I'm going to challenge you, the giver of all the gifts. I am not grateful. I do not give you thanks. And this is the nature of sin for all human beings. From Romans 1, we hear this is the state for all man. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. It started by not honoring God and not giving thanks. And if you continue reading in Romans 1, you'll hear a plethora of awful, awful sins. God giving specifically a culture, but all mankind, all the fruit of sin we can produce, starts with not honoring God and not giving him thanks. Now, all human beings are born ungrateful to God. We're still born worshipful creatures. It's still in us to give someone or something thanks. And you continue reading Romans 1, you hear that. But we don't rightly praise our Creator in our birth. The lack of gratitude toward the one from whom all blessings flow is passed on from generation to generation. We can hear it in the weakness of our children's flesh, when they fuss and they whine, when they're selfish, when they're envious. They're still image bearers of God, but they're not rightly oriented to the proper way of giving thanks, starting with God. Now, thankfully, when you become an adult, you stop acting like that. But God is so gracious and kind. He's abounding in love and faithfulness. And even in the lack of gratitude from our first parents, Adam and Eve, the Lord promised to send a Redeemer. Mankind fell in sin, not giving thanks, and God responds with a promise of a Redeemer, the seed of the woman. And in the fullness of time, the Father so loved the world that he had made that he gave. In response to sin, God so loved that he gave. The giver gave again. He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus, the Son of God gave wholly of himself. He emptied himself. Not receiving the glory he was due as the incarnate Son of God, Jesus was despised, smitten, and afflicted. And instead of man giving Jesus thanks as the Creator, we loaded our sorrows upon him. Though he knew no sin, he became sin for us. And the great exchange of our not giving him thanks is he took the heavy weight and the punishment of our sins. And he gives us rest. He gives us a light and easy yoke as our Lord. This is the gospel grace of God. You've contributed nothing to your salvation except for the sin which made it necessary. We provide the guilt, God provides the grace. God has redeemed us out of our state of sin, out of our lack of honor toward our Creator. He has redeemed us out of that state of not giving thanks to the God who has given us all the gifts. As redeemed people, as new people, now we can give Him thanks, and that's what we do. We image and reflect this in our worship service this morning. We confess sin in Jesus' name. We declare and we cling to the reality that salvation is found in no one else but Jesus. That's what we've done this morning. As Christopher said, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. And we follow with praise. We follow with thanksgiving. We sing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, God, for everything. We express gratitude to our Creator, the giver of all our gifts, including redemption. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for saving us from our sins. So, brothers and sisters, thanksgiving is essential as human beings, those made in His image, creation, and thanksgiving is essential to who we are, saved from sin, redemption, including the original sin of not giving Him thanks. Boys and girls, on your way home today in the car, around the table, eating your meal later, what did Pastor say? What was the point of the sermon? Three G's, guilt, grace, and gratitude. Guilt, grace, and gratitude. And that's actually the structure of the book of Romans. The first 2.5 chapters, guilt. Then from chapters 3 through 11, grace of our Lord in Jesus Christ. And chapter 12, because of everything you've heard about your salvation, the very first word, chapter 12, is therefore. Show your gratitude. Give thanks. The only appropriate response to our Creator is thanksgiving, for He created us in His image. How can we not give Him thanks? He upholds all things, including your very life. The whole world is held together by the triune God of the universe. You exist right now because God is giving you life. Right now. He holds it together by His word. This very building is standing because God is speaking it to stand. God is in control of all things. Every living being has the breath of life in it. Human beings, animals, all creatures. Just take a breath. That breath is a gift from God. He gives you that breath. And when He decides that you're done living, the Spirit leaves you and it returns to the one who gave it to you, God. And that is why we praise Him. We praise Him because every night you go to bed, you close your eyes, and you lose consciousness. And then every morning you wake up with another day of life. It's a gift. That's why we rejoice. We rejoice in the new day He has made. His tender mercies are new every morning. They're all gifts from God. He graciously upholds. He's involved in every single detail. He works all things according to the counsel of His will. And we know He is sovereign over all. We confess it. We rejoice in this comforting reality. So if God works all things according to the counsel of His will, in response, what should we do? give him thanks. We give him thanks in all things, for all things. That's another one, boys and girls. What'd you hear this morning? Give thanks in all things, for all things. 1 Thessalonians 5, our sermon text, verse 16, rejoice always. 100% of the time, rejoice in God. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is the chief means of thankfulness to God. When you pray, you're telling God, thank you. The more we pray, the more we express our gratitude to God. Thank you. Verse 18, in everything, give thanks. Even the hard stuff. Even the heavy stuff. Even the stuff where our natural inclination is not to thank God for, is not to praise for it. It's not that we don't love God, but this is a hard thing. This is a hard providence. Doesn't bring forth praise. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You've been given Christ. You've been given salvation. Your union with Christ is a gift. And God's will for you in Christ is to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. You can't do that in the weakness of your own flesh. It doesn't come out naturally. It's because you're united to Jesus Christ that you rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. So confess that He is God. Live as He is Lord of every detail of your life, the good and the bad. A similar passage from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, verses 17 to 20. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We just heard will of God, the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the will of the Lord for you. Walk by the Spirit. Redeemed people give thanks. If you are filled with the Spirit, you'll give thanks in all things for all things. Saved people are thankful to God for His grace. If you are redeemed image bearers, how can we grumble against the Creator who upholds our life? And we know He upholds our life. How can we grumble? How can we not praise Him for every detail? The alternative to giving thanks is grumbling. Grumbling is sin. Pessimism is sin. Gratitude is praise. Thank you, God, for giving me another day of life. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming me from the darkness I rightly deserve. I am grateful, Lord, for your patience and your long-suffering with my giving into sin and even my grumbling. My grumbling against your plan, O Lord. He works all things according to His will. He numbers the hair on your head. He is God over every red light on the way to work. Every traffic jam you find yourselves in, He is Lord over that traffic jam. Every difficult conversation you have with another person, every hard phone call in which you participate, He's Lord over that. Every rainy day, every unexpected house project that comes up, every car expense you have, He's Lord over that. And He's Lord over your illnesses. And as Lord, He works every one of these things. We call bad. We don't like these things when they come up. But he works all those details for your good. He thinks you need them. And your response to that is, thank you. Apparently, I needed that. I needed that flat tire. Now, this does not mean that we click our heels and jump for joy at every event in our lives. Because there is evil in the world. There is heartbreak. And mourning is a righteous response to some events in our lives. Because illnesses do ravage our bodies. Other people do let us down. Loved ones even die. How can we give thanks in these circumstances? Well, in giving thanks, where are we directed? To whom are we directed? We go to God. We call upon Him, and we confess our total dependence upon Him. We faithfully acknowledge that He is sovereign over this situation, and He has the exclusive ability to address it. I don't like this situation. I give you thanks. Please fix it. Or please address it. Because He has redeemed us, He gives us the privilege to voice our concerns to Him. We get to talk to God. That's a blessing, a prayerful privilege that we have. And we can tell Him we don't like this event. We confess He is God. He is sovereign over all of it. We know that this is part of His plan. We thank Him for it, but please change it. That's not sinful. Read the Psalms. How many times does David say, "How long? How long does this have to go on? Stop it. Stop my enemies." That is faithfulness to our Creator. Now, as it relates to our homes, we must live lives of gratitude, and we must cultivate homes of gratitude. For life begins at home. Each day when we rise, we're at home. We recognize each day as a gift. We see each day as a blessed opportunity to serve the Lord who loves us and gave Himself up for us. And we commit ourselves to living that way, gratefully in the home and in thanksgiving out in the world. So, brothers and sisters, start by guarding your hearts, which are the wellsprings of our lives. Set your minds to thankfulness in all your thoughts. And give thanks to God for every event, every detail of the day. When something bad happens, when you hit that traffic jam and you're already late, with your heart and mind focused toward gratitude, you will respond with thanksgiving. He thought I needed a traffic jam today. He thought I needed to learn about planning ahead or getting up earlier. Or maybe He wants me to spend more time in the car praying. So guard your hearts and soften your hearts. Because what's inside of you will pour out of you when you respond in immediate situations. We are vessels. Do we have bitterness inside of us or gratitude? If you have bitterness inside of you and something bumps you, what's going to pour out of you? Bitterness. But if you are full of thanksgiving and something happens, you don't even think about it, you get bumped, what pours out? Joy, praise, gratitude. the will of the Lord is we are filled with the Spirit. And we can cultivate more gratitude by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That's being filled with the Spirit. That's giving thanks in all things. So sing more. That'll cultivate gratitude within yourselves, in your hearts. And it will produce more and more of the fruit of the Spirit. Pray unceasingly. Call upon your Creator. Give Him thanks more and more and more, and then you'll be more inclined toward thanksgiving. Adults, parents, image gratitude to your children, to our covenant children. Image gratitude. Consciously confess to your kids. Kids, give thanks. Let us give thanks for this. Because grumbling begets grumbling. Bitterness spreads throughout the family. If your kids are always cranky, where are they seeing that? Are they simply mimicking their parents? So when something bad happens, be purposeful and teach the children. Now, while we immediately might not like this, let us give God thanks. This is a liturgical practice in your lives. In giving thanks in our lives, in our families, in our homes, is more important than quiet time. It's more important than journaling. It's more important than reading good theology books. Those are all good things, but giving thanks is foundational. This is who we are as image bearers. This is who we are as redeemed. So we have to really be purposeful and practice being grateful. Set high standards for yourselves. Train yourselves to give thanks. And giving thanks in all things, for all things, will flow to everything else in our lives. It'll benefit our focus on life, our relationships, our marriages, our parenting. Because as we move through life, our gracious God increases tense situations in marriages and with our kids because He's teaching us to be thankful. Adults, parents, what if we gave thanks for every challenging encounter with our children? Every time that you have to repeat yourselves to your children, what if you praise God for that? Would that cultivate more gratitude? Husbands and wives, what if we gave thanks for every challenge in marriage that we have to work out together? Boys and girls, what if you gave thanks for every meal that you're given, even the ones you might not like? Thanks, because somebody made it. Someone sacrificed in making that meal. Give thanks for the gift of food and eat the meal. Give thanks. Families, give thanks for every vacation together. No grumbling about the vacations. Brothers and sisters, we can keep working through example after example. But start with foundationally to give thanks in all things for all things. And this habitual practice, the ever flow of gratitude will rightly orient us to our Creator and Redeemer. Because when you give thanks, you have to give thanks to someone. So praise Him from whom all blessings flow. It's all of grace, and we are the grateful recipients. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, You made the universe with all its marvelous order. You filled the world with beauty. You made us in Your own image and redeemed us through Jesus Christ, Your Son. Open our eyes to behold Your gracious hand in all Your works, that rejoicing, we may learn to give You thanks in all things, for all things. For the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in his name we pray. Amen.